We know Harriet as the tough, formerly enslaved woman who shepherded dozens of people to freedom. But is she the greatest American hero of all time? My name is Colin Hardin, and this is Harriet Tubman, Greatest American Hero, a mini pod that seeks to make the case by illuminating some of her lesser known and frankly most impressive life accomplishments and prove that not only is Harriet a figure to be revered, but that she, a black woman and former slave, is unequivocally America's greatest hero. As we learned in the previous episode, Harriet Tubman was deeply affected by the death of her friend and comrade, John Brown. In December of 1859, John Brown would be hanged for his attempted seizure of Harper's Ferry, and as a result, pro-slavery factions worried that his martyrdom would galvanize the abolitionist effort and inspire more insurrections. And in fact, John Brown's capture, the manner of his death, and his letters that he wrote from prison lifted Brown to a figure of biblical proportion in Harriet's mind. His bravery in putting his life on the line in the view of the public may have inspired the first seemingly spontaneous rescue effort that she executed in the light of day, a complete departure from her previous rescues, which were typically carefully planned, methodical, and always clandestine. This is the story of the rescue of Charles Nall. Charles Nall was a formerly enslaved man who had won his freedom by escaping auction in October of 1858. He had made his way to freedom and had settled in Troy, New York. But before then, in a nearby town of Sand Lake, he had befriended and was in the employ of a lawyer named Horace Averill. Now, Horace Averill, by all accounts, was a con man and a crook, a fact unknown to Charles at the time. And that's not me talking. The Troy Daily Times wrote in 1860, Averill was a shyster lawyer and a seventh-rate reporter working for a seventh-rate newspaper. They went on to say that he's notable for an embezzlement scheme that led to his arrest and incarceration in New York City years prior. Charles was biding his time and saving money in New York, waiting for a moment when he could send for his wife Kitty and their children so they could all meet up north. Charles, being illiterate, needed a transcriber to send letters to his family, so he used Averill to transcribe these letters and send them down to his family and friends. But Averill wasn't actually transcribing the letters as they were being spoken from Charles. He was betraying Charles and sending those letters back to his former so-called owner with information about his whereabouts. It wasn't long before the slave catchers, one of them being his half-brother, would find him in Troy, seize him, and clap him back in irons while he was on his way from the grocery store. But the greatest American hero, Miss Harriet Moses Tubman herself, happened to be in Troy visiting relatives at the time. She and everyone in town had heard about the dispute, so she gathered hundreds of members of the local vigilance committee and rushed the commissioner's office where Charles was being held. And lucky for Charles, Harriet Tubman had a plan. She disguised herself in an old shawl and hunched over to give the appearance of a much older and infirmed woman, when in fact she was in her mid-30s at the time, and was allowed to enter the commissioner's office to meet Charles. The officers believed her to be a family member. When the officers began to bring Charles down the stairs to be brought to the courthouse, Harriet alerted the crowd that Charles was coming. Once they made it into the street, Harriet grasped Charles' hands and would not let them go. A fight broke out in the street, and members of the vigilance committee were able to free Charles from his captors and transport him a couple of blocks to the river. But a telegram had made it to the police officers first, and those officers were waiting for him. They had taken Charles once again, but this is not the end of the story. This time, Charles was brought to the judge's office on the third floor. The people of Troy had just heard a rousing speech from Charles's landlord on his behalf, which activated the crowd, and they were fighting mad, quite literally. So when Charles Nall was brought back, hundreds of the citizens of Troy rushed the judge's office and overran the police. Officers fired into the crowd, shooting two men who thankfully survived their wounds. Harriet, according to the Troy Times, led a group to the third floor, grabbed Charles, who was bloody, beaten, and exhausted, down the stairs. When they got to the street, a passerby offered them his wagon and they rushed him to the river once again. Charles hid out for several months in Amsterdam, New York, and in the meantime, his employer raised $650 to purchase his freedom. Charles was reunited with his wife Kitty and their five children, and Harriet had pulled off her most public rescue to date. While the papers who covered the event referred to her as Moses to obscure her identity, she was well known by the moniker at this point. It is believed by some historians that this event, along with John Brown's failure and martyrdom at Harper's Ferry, inspired Harriet to take up arms and join the Union effort in the U.S. Civil War. But we'll save that for next episode. Until then, my name is Colin Hardin, and this is Harriet Tubman, Greatest American Hero, part of the Greatest American History podcast series. You can follow us on patreon.com/thegreatestamericanhistorypod. You can also follow me on Instagram at Colin the Producer and at Colin Says Things on Twitter. Also, join me at 6 p.m. on Tuesdays on the Discord, where we can chat about what inspires us about Harriet, her incredible story, and future series and historical figures that you want me to cover. Details will be in the show notes. Special thanks to Suzanne Spellin at The Brownstoner, whose article provided some of the most comprehensive information about Charles Nall's incredible story. If you ever find her on social media, please reach out to me so I can possibly thank her virtually or in person. May the spirit of Harriet Tubman guide you to freedom in whatever form that takes. This podcast is a Hermit House Studios production. Thanks for listening.